This morning, I want you just to be seated very reverently where you're at. This morning, all of our Elevate students are going to be staying in here today. And this is what I want you to do, parents. I want to make sure today some of the Elevate students are ready to go to their class, but we're going to stay in here today because I want all of our students to experience about the past, present, and future of Destiny Church. I want our children to remember this day. I want our children to remember where we've been, where we're at, and where we're going. I want our children to remember. I remember that time we were down the street at that building next to the antique store. And I remember the time that people came and began to connect to the vision. And I remember the time offerings began to come and they began to pour in and people just started giving out of their mind. Just started saying, I want to bless the Lord. I just want to bless and be obedient to what God wants to do. So I want our children to see and know that this is the day that the Lord has ordained. This is the day that they remember that this, that all things, I want our children to realize that, man, there's no dream too big. That God wants to use them, and what's going to happen in the future is going to be something that's going to open up. So, parents, we need to make sure we keep our children close to us today. Make sure they're not walking along the front. Let's make sure we teach them respect the house of the Lord when the pastor is teaching, that we need to quit running in and out, and we need to stay still. I know it's hard for them at a young age, but this is a good teachable moment this moment that we can teach them how to be still and listen. Today is a day that we're celebrating. And I just tell you, I'm not going to preach some big fancy message today and try to compel your hearts to give because you're already there. You're already there. God's been speaking to you already throughout the last few weeks, preparing your hearts to give toward the vision. We're going to be talking about where we've been, where we're at, and where we're going today. And then we're going to be having a time of passing out our pledge cards. We're going to be bringing our first fruits offerings today, those who want to give up front, and also pledges for the next 2 years as we pay off the property that we just purchased just down the street. We prepared a video this morning we're going to be showing here in just a second. And as we get ready to watch this video, it's going to be just showing a little bit briefly about where we've been, where we're at, and where we're going. So let's go ahead and cut the stage lights and let's watch this video. Today I'm excited to talk about the new property here at Destiny Church. We're excited about the vision that God has given us. We're excited about what God's doing here at Destiny. As we think about almost 8 years ago, how God brought us from 7 families meeting in the basement, praying and seeking God's will for our lives and for this community. We just began to have Bible study and worship time. And then when we started our first church service at the Holiday Inn, we didn't know who would come, but we invited people and we looked for people to come. And that first Sunday, we took off with a bang. And as we met there at the Holiday Inn for a year, we've seen over 100 people begin to come and network together in that first year at the Holiday Inn, just to see what God was doing and changing people's lives. And so we begin to pray, God, open up another place for us. We need another place. The Holiday Inn's getting too small. And so he opened up the place we have now presently. And we didn't think we could afford it. We didn't see how we could get in and change it around, but God made it possible, and God opened up the doors that we could get in and begin to remodel this place we're in presently now, and to see that we have maximized it now with multiple services, and it's time to grow again. It's time to think outside the box and say, God, what do you want us to do here at Destiny Church? And we're excited to say that we just acquired and signed for 11 acres here, right off Rangeline Road. And so we're excited about what God's going to do in the future, but we need your help today as we think about where God has brought us, where we're at presently, and thinking about the future of Destiny Church. So as we think about where we're presently at, it's been so exciting to see what God's been doing and the lives of so many people here at Destiny Church. Marriages restored, broken lives put back together, people giving their heart to Jesus Christ. And we're excited about the changes that have happened in people's lives. And we're excited about what God's going to do as we continue to press on and dream big again. From the outreaches we've done to all of our children, our teenagers, we've seen God just use this facility. We've opened up our facilities for major kids' outreaches. We've helped do things at Christmas times. We've done things for teachers, missions, church planners, world missions, home missions, city missions. God has used you to give and really pour into this community and even be a beacon that spread around the world. And we're excited about what God's going to do presently here at Destiny Church. Seen so many people come in, get saved, been baptized in water, and allowing the Holy Spirit to come into their life and to rule their life as they learn to listen to the voice of God in their life and realize there's something more, that God has a bigger destiny for their life. So now, as we talk about the future of Destiny, we're excited to announce the 11 acres of land that we just purchased here right off of Rangeline Road. We're excited. We believe God is putting us right into the heart of the city. As we look, we're just 2 miles north of the mall and just about 2 miles south of the Walmart Supercenter. God's put us right into the hub of a major part of this community. And so we believe God is trying to build something that's going to last from generation to generation. So we want to think outside the box. We want to dream big dreams. We believe this property is going to give us a chance to reach thousands and thousands of people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're going to have a place where every generation coming up is going to realize that we care about them, that God cares about them. We're going to invest in the next generation. We're going to build a site that's top-notch on multimedia, that's delivering the message of Jesus Christ in a relevant way that people can understand. We're going to develop passionate worshipers that are coming, seeking the presence of God. We're going to see God do miracle after miracle in people's lives. And that miracle starts today when you join us and say, "Pastor, I'm ready to be a part of this miracle of the future of Destiny Church." I believe God's going to raise up some young adults. We're going to see young adults come and be passionate about their relationship with Jesus Christ. We're going to see moms and dads renewing their spirit, energized by what God's doing in their family. We're going to see some grandmas and grandpas that are excited about the passion, about their families coming in and receiving Jesus Christ. We're excited to have you a part of the team. We're excited to have you a part of the Destiny family. The best is still yet to come. Let's dream big. Let's say, "God, what can we do in this property that will blow the city away for you? What can we do that's going to bring revival to the hearts of the people, that they will know that you are Lord of their life, that your Holy Spirit would rule here and make a big impact on this region and be a light to this region, not only this region, but to this whole four-state area, and also that would send people around the world to fund and to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ." Join us today. Be a part of the vision. Be a part of God's plan.
Habakkuk 2:2 says, "Write the vision down, make it plain for us to see, so that when we look at it, we can run with it. Those who read it can run with the vision." We believe that God has got a vision big for us here at Destiny. I know that today we sense that in our hearts. We sense what God's doing. I'm going to ask our ushers to prepare this morning. They're going to be passing out the pledge cards here. Let's go ahead and pass those out, guys, as I continue to talk. And as they pass out the pledge cards today, we're preparing our hearts to ask. We've been asking this. I've asked you to be praying about it. We've been fasting and praying and just asking the Lord, what would you have us to do, God? What do you want us to give? And some people, God has really spoken to for you to give very sacrificially. This is going to be a big day. As they pass out our cards today, you'll see there's a place on the card that has some charts just to kind of let you see how you're giving. If you just give a little bit every week, how it adds up. If you give a lot every week, it adds up even more. You'll see a chart there. This is not to limit you to any of these numbers. This is just for you to look at, to have a scale, to know how it adds up, and just to kind of give you something to work off. And on the other side, you'll see a place that has your name, address, and email. It also says, how do you wish to make your pledge? It says weekly, monthly, first fruit offering. And so today, here in just a little bit, we're going to bring our first fruits. We've asked you to bring the best offering you could today toward it up front. And then if you want to continue to pledge weekly, you can put that amount down. If you want to pledge monthly, you can put that amount down as well. And we're going to bring them here to the front in just a little bit and give them to the Lord as we worship and celebrate what he's going to do. We're going to pray over these today. Our finance team and our staff are going to lay hands on these. We're going to, as a body, believe that God's going to do a miracle for these pledges and offerings that are coming in. Today, I'm reminded of the scripture that the Lord keeps taking me to in Ephesians. Ephesians 3:20, which simply says this. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be the glory, in the what? The church, by Christ Jesus, to what? All generations. What he says, to him be the glory in the church, to Christ Jesus, and to what? All generations, forever and ever. Amen. I would tell you that as a pastor, I've been dreaming, been thinking, and I sit down as the numbers guy and look at the numbers, and I kind of just imagine where we can be at in a few years. And I kind of have numbers in my head thinking we could do this much with this much money. And, you know, according to where we're at now, and I put the growth pattern out, and just trying to, you know, just trying to put the, just to have an idea of where we're going to be. And a couple weeks ago, the Lord spoke to me. There was something going on. I got a phone call from a ministry partner and said, hey, man, Jensen Franklin's going to be in Tulsa at ORU speaking this afternoon. I just told my wife, let's go up and hear him. I just feel like I feel like the Holy Spirit wants us to go up there. I've been really busy, and I just want to go up and just refresh myself, sit in one of the services, and I would like to hear Jensen Franklin speak. And as he spoke, the Holy Spirit was just all over me. You know those things where you know God ordained for you to be there that night? And that's one of those nights when I was there, and the Holy Spirit was just speaking all over me, and he just kept saying this very thing, what are you afraid of? What are you afraid to dream? Don't limit what I want to do. And I remember just crying and telling the God, God, I don't want to put you in a box. I don't want to put you in a box. I want to dream dreams that are so much bigger than us, myself and you included. So much bigger that we can't even imagine what you want to do. And so this is what the Lord has challenged me. He said, I want you just to dream. I want you to take those 11 acres, and I want you to give it to architects, and I want you to plan the biggest thing you can do. I want you to plan to multiply the most we can maximize that space. That's the plan I have for you for that present property. Don't limit what I can do there. Don't limit that you say, well, we can only afford to maybe think about building this size of auditorium, or let's don't do that. Let's just say, God, what's the biggest thing we can do on this property? And that's where we're going to start from. And if we outgrow that property, then we're on rangeline. We're going to have a lot of equity. We just sell that one, make a good profit, and just move down the street somewhere else. We'll find something. We're going to dream big. We're going to dream big, and we're going to build something that's going to last from generation to generation. We're not going to be afraid to dream. And we're not going to be afraid to say, God, what do you want to do? But it starts with us today. It starts with us today. How, What are we afraid to dream? What are the dreams you have in your life that God's wanting you to recheck? What are you afraid of to ask God for? That's the question he keeps asking. What are you afraid to ask God for? I want to do the dream that God would look at and say, you know what? That's a God dream. That's a God-sized dream. See, if it's something we can do on our own, it's a man-made dream. People look at it and say, boy, that church did that, and they report did it. But when people look at it and say, boy, that must have been God. That's what we want. We want people to look and say, that must have been God. That has to have been God. That must have been. It has to have been God. And that's where we're going to be at today. We're saying, God, it's got to be you. It's got to be you. We're going to do everything we can. We're going to do our part, but we know your part is supernatural. We're going to do our natural. You're going to do your super, and together it becomes a supernatural thing, a supernatural dream, supernatural vision. We're going to have a place that reaches the next generation. I believe this with all my heart that God is calling us to lead the way when it comes to children, teenagers, young adults. We're going to have a state-of-the-art place where children can come and worship like no other place. Not because we want to say we have the best children facilities in town. We're not in a competition with nobody. It's not a competition thing, but just a thing where we say we believe in investing in the next generation. And so we're going to dream big for our children. Let me say this again. We're going to dream big for our children. People are going to look at this place and say, they've got the best children facility, bar the mall, any independent place, any pizza place in town. This place has got a better children facility than anybody in town. They must really love kids. Duh. Because God loves kids. Remember, he rebuked those who tried to move the kids away from him. He said, no, bring them unto me. Let me bless them. So we have a responsibility to make sure that we invest in every generation coming up, that we never get so self-centered we forget that what our responsibilities are. Never forget the songs that we think are cool now aren't going to be cool in 10 years. The way we do things now isn't going to be cool in 10 years. We got to continue to evolve. We got to evolve and never get stuck in a box. That's why we're going to build a state-of-the-art children's facility that's going to allow us to minister to our preschool and our elevate students. It's going to give us the ability to say they're going to come and love being in this place. They're going to know this church loves them and God has a great plan for their life. We're going to invest in teenagers, building them an auditorium space and a meeting space where they can come and connect with the vision that God has for their life. We want them to know that this church loves teenagers and loves them. We're going to invest in those kind of facilities. We're going to have a place where young adults come. And listen, it's not that they're going to have a separate place. No, they're going to be taking over the auditorium. I'm going to prophesy to you, team. We're going to see a revival of young adults in this place. God's going to bring a revival of young adults in this area. And it's going to be. Listen to me now. I'm telling you what the Lord showed me. TJ, God's going to bring a revival. This place is going to be full, and they're going to be using our auditorium. They're going to have so many coming. They're going to have to meet on Sunday nights. They're going to have to meet on a Saturday night. They're going to be meeting on different nights because there's so many people coming. And they're going to be coming on Sunday mornings, and they're going to be coming on different nights of the week because it's going to be a place where they're connecting with the vision and the heart of God. They're wanting something that's real. They don't want to just be entertained. They can go to the club and be entertained. They want to come to a place where God is making a difference in their life and changing their life. They want to come to a place that's offering hope. They've grew up in hopeless homes and situations, and they're going to find a God of hope that loves them and has a plan and a bigger destiny they could ever dream of. So God's going to unlock. There's going to be young adults that are coming, like Dusty and Lisa, who are realizing God's vision for their life. We saw a vision of you, Dusty, getting baptized there. Saw a vision of you. Remember when we brought all those, the whole team, brought your whole team to see and be in service with us. God is doing great things in your life, and the best is still yet to come. There's going to be lots of Dustys, lots of Lisas, coming through our doors. Lots of TJs. Lots of Courtneys. Lots of people who are coming through our doors, and we've got to be ready. We've got to be ready. We're going to have a school of ministry that's going to train them. This next campus is going to allow us to have a school of ministry where we have interns coming from around the United States and probably even from different nations that will come in eventually and be trained. with a place to say we want to be trained. We want to develop leadership. We want to be developed the leader God's calling us to be, helping them find the call in ministry, the call in life. We're going to build a state-of-the-art worship center that's going to not only allow the presence of God to be there, but it's going to be high-tech in video and lighting. But it's also, listen to me, it's not going to be a concert. It's going to be a place that God's presence is unleashed in a real, in a, such an unreal way that people are going to be drawn to saying, there is something different. I don't know. I've never experienced that before. There's something different. When I go there, they've invested in excellence in how they present the gospel. They're investing in excellence in how they do worship. But it's more than that. It's not a production. It's the Holy Spirit who's going to fill this place, setting hearts free, healing people who are broken in their heart. They're going to come and they're going to be healed in the midst of our worship. They're going to receive physical healings. They're going to receive emotional healing. They're going to receive spiritual wholeness bringing back into their life. It's going to be a place like no other when people come and the Spirit of God is being poured out. Listen, there's places that are doing this already. There's places that are building places of excellence and they're drawing people in. But we're going to take it even further. It's not going to just be a place of excellence in reaching the next generation. It's going to be a place where the Holy Spirit is poured out. A place where the baptism of the Holy Spirit becomes evident in people's lives. We're going to see a generation embrace the move of the Holy Spirit in their life that's never been seen before in this area. I believe that. I believe that. It's a place where we can see people getting counseling they need, Dan. As we expand our counseling center and counseling ministry, people who are needing more counseling, people who are needing one-on-one help are going to find a place of refuge where they can come and trust that Spirit-filled counselors are listening to them, praying with them, giving them Spirit-led advice and counseling for what's going on in their life. A place is where marriages are brought back together. A place where children are celebrated. A place where people's dreams are expanded, where they find their God-given destiny. That'd make a good name, wouldn't it? A place where they can find their God-given destiny in their life. A place where moms and dads are excited because they've never seen their children excited about church before. A place where grandma and grandpas are coming in and they're crying every service because they see their families, whole families, coming to the Lord. And they would never thought in 25 years they'd be in a church that had this kind of music. They never thought in the 25 years they'd be in a place that was so loud. But they don't care because they're going to come in because they're going to see their whole family giving their life to Jesus. And they're going to celebrate and they're going to cry and weep through services as they see the next generation coming in and embracing what God's doing. And they're going to be re-energized. They thought they were retired, but God's going to refire them, not retire them. And they're going to move into a new destiny. Moving to a new stage of anointing in their life. It's a place where life groups are going to continue to be the center point of us building relationships that make a difference. You see, God has got something for your life, and you're never going to find that destiny just attending on a Sunday morning. It's when you open up your life and say, God, I want to build relationships that build me. I want to lead relationships. I want to open up my home, and God's going to unleash life groups all across the four-state area of people who are opening up and seeing the New Testament church come alive where they met together, breaking bread together, praying together, worshiping together in homes, and then coming together on Sundays and the weekends and celebrating everything God's doing. It's going to be a powerful place as we build a place, a beacon of hope in this generation and a beacon of hope in this four-state area. There's a lot of great churches in this area, and we don't claim to be in competition with any of them. We pray for them. We bless them. We believe that God has got a niche for all of them and is raising them up to be a part of what God's wanting to do here. But we believe that our part of the puzzle is to have a place where the Holy Spirit is so strong when people come in that we don't make excuses. We just say, this is God. And they walk in and go, that is God. That's not man manufacturing anything. Yeah, go ahead and get God a hand clap. Yeah, we come in agreement with that right there, yeah. So today, we're taking a step. Children, I want you to know that we're taking a big step. This is a big step. I remember it was a big step the first time we had church on a Sunday morning at the Holiday Inn. God, is anybody going to show up? That was a big step Sunday. I remember putting the money out of my pocket thinking, God, I hope people show up because I can't do this very much longer. I'm going to go broke. And investing into what God wanted to do there. And people begin to show up. Why? I tell you this to this day, I don't understand. They came thinking, they took a chance on a young pastor and a vision and a dream. We had seven families who, before we ever launched, said, Pastor, we believe in you. We believe what God's called you to do. Some of those families are even here this morning. Some will be here in the next service. If you're part of that original seven family, I want you to stand up. We want to acknowledge you. Can you guys, some of you guys in the back, raise your hand. All three of them in the back up there. You have to raise your hands in the back. Mike, Ted, Tracy, Carlos, Susan. Come on, you need to think of God as somebody got behind the vision right there. And to see people begin to come there at the Holiday Inn. We didn't know from week to week what we were going to be set up. They had our setup changed every week. I was just praying, God, let's let the big setup. We'd get there sometimes. Oh, you're on the schedule this week. Oh, that's right. Yeah, we got you in this room over here. Oh, we got you in this room over here. And we're supposed to have two or three rooms. Oh, we had it booked this week. We forgot to tell you. So you're crammed into one room this week. A lot of adventure. Every week was an adventure. As you saw us there in all white t-shirts, that wasn't the dress code. What was happening was we were had to take our dress shirts off because we were loading up all the stages and furniture and we were sweating. So we'd take them all off and our white t-shirts be out there loading up after church. Everything we owned could fit in the trailer. But people believed in the vision, began to come. Got behind the vision. I remember the first time we had a chance to walk into this building, the Holy Spirit quickened our heart. I remember thinking, God, there's no way we can do this. But after God giving me the numbers to go to the landlord and say, this is what we want to do it for. This is what we're believing for. We can only do this so much, but we're going to believe in 6 months that it's going to, we can up it. And then 6 months later, we can up it again and get to where you want us to be. But will you take a chance and let us come in for this lower amount right now? And I remember forgetting him saying, yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. I'm like, whoa, here we go. We didn't have money to remodel. We didn't have a plan to remodel, to tell you the truth. We came in, and this place had been tore up by a skate park, and half of these walls were not tore up and had holes everywhere, and things were just totally different. As we had skate ramps, of course, as you would think, having a skate park in here would be. And we began this remodel, and everything we needed done, it seemed like it began to happen. We started off by just blacking out the ceiling. That was our first plan. I don't know, we're going to just black out the ceiling, and we'll go from there. We just kind of took it by stage, and in a matter of weeks, we were working here at night, some during the day, and I mean, we worked until like 2 o'clock in the morning before our first service, trying to get things ready to open up, and when it all came, seemed like God had just miraculously brought people in. Everything we needed done, someone was here who could do it and make it happen, and a miracle happened before our midst. We moved into this building after 1 year. We moved into this building without any money in the bank. We were just making it week to week, and we remodeled this whole place. If you'd put a number to what we did with labor and materials, it was over $100,000 we put back into remodeling. We put the labor with it. The things were donated. Time was donated. Material was donated. Labor was given. And out of that sacrifice, God has multiplied now. We've had to order. We've ordered 100 more chairs since we first started that first service, and then we've only ordered 100 more chairs. We've also doubled our services. On special Sundays, we're tripling our services. Easter and Christmas will never be the same around here anymore because God is growing, expanding, and we believe today that God is going to continue. So as we go forward today and dream big dreams, I just tell you, my heart's full of faith today, knowing that God is in this thing. God is in our direction. We haven't kicked any door open. It's been the Holy Spirit's led us all along. Who would ever thought that we'd have 11 acres of property right up here off of Range Line? I mean, look around, people. We know this is God. You just don't get Range Line Road, okay? Especially a church. But God miraculously did it. And not only that, we picked up $600,000 in equity before we ever given a dime to it. I mean, we talk about God being good. And so today, as we got to go with $305,000 to pay off this property. And once the property's paid off, then we're going to begin to build on it. We're going to put together plans. And so this is our plan. We're going to begin to pay off this property so that we can move into the next phase of what God wants to do. I've asked you to pray about it. We're going to bring the best offering we can today. Some of you, you're bringing a good size offering today. Some of you, it's a big sacrifice. Everyone here, it's a big sacrifice. What you're doing today is a big sacrifice. You've been praying about it. I've had many people send me a text. Pastor, we already had a mind made up, and then after last week's sermon, we tore up that check and said, God wants us to go bigger. I've had people tell me that. Other people call me and say, Pastor, I know God did this thing because all week long, everything's going wrong. I forgot to warn you about that, right? Because anytime you make a commitment to do something for God, Satan's going to attack that and try to discourage you. Anybody else had that happen this week to you? Okay, yeah, you know what I'm talking about, okay? He tries to do anything he can to get fear into our life to keep us from unlocking the blessing that's laying before us. We've never begged for money. We're not going to start today. What we've done is simply open up the scripture and see what God's word says about our giving. The anointing that comes with the giving. That he talks about how he will bless it and bless it and bless it when we give to him. We looked at the widow and realized it was God not trying to do a work in Elijah. He wasn't trying to feed Elijah. He was trying to set the widow up for a miracle. And this is one of those chances. God's going to take care of destiny. There's no doubt in my mind. God has got us in his hands. But today God is setting you up and me up for a chance to participate in the miracle that God wants to do through us and in us. Teaching us the lessons about giving. There's going to be testimonies coming out of this offering today. Testimonies coming out where God did amazing. It's already started. I'll just tell you that. It's already started. People are already starting to testify what God's already doing as they prepare. Some people couldn't even wait. They've already bringing their offering. I gotta give it, Pastor. I gotta give it. I know we're giving it next week, but I gotta give it. And so there's things that are happening that God is wanting to do. And it starts today in us. So this is what we're gonna do. I'm gonna ask our finance committee and some of our staff, they're gonna be coming. They're going to be standing at the ends of the aisles today. And what we're going to do today is, after you prepared your pledge card and got your first fruit offering, we're going to bring those to the front. We're going to place them in the baskets that they have. They have containers that are going to receive this offering. We're going to take our time, okay? Let's take our time. Let's let maybe the row in front of you go first. As you give that, you're going to come to the front, the very front, and join me here in the very front. We're going to worship together. And after those offerings are all received, we're going to bring these offerings to the front. We're going to lay hands on them. We're going to pray over them. We're going to pray that God multiplies them according to his word, that God blesses the sacrifice. We believe this is an anointed offering that God's wanting to do. And so we're going to take our time. Okay, there's plenty of time. But I want you to realize, I want you to, if you have small children, I want you to grab them and let them know what's happening. Remember, this was a day that God began a miracle, another stage of the miracle that God wants to do at Destiny Church. And it starts right here when people are coming and saying, God, I'm giving you the very best I can. You've been praying about it. You're being obedient. And God's going to bless us. We're going to step forward. We're going to make room as you come. You're going to place that in your offering. You're going to step all the way to the front, make room for those coming in behind you. And then we're going to pray over those offerings at the end as we continue to worship and celebrate and come together in unity that God wants to do. Scripture says, how good and pleasant it is for brothers to dwell in unity. I believe I've never been a part of a project. I felt more unified with the body. You guys have received this already in your hearts. I have sensed it so much that you guys are ready to give. You're ready to partner with us as we go forward today. I'm going to invite you to stand. As you begin to come, let's just go one row at a time in your section, the front row going first. And as that row goes, then you can come and follow them out. And let's give these offerings and pledge cards and then come and join me in the front. As we sing how great our God is, there's no one like him today, as we sing of the greatness of our Lord.
All right, come on, put your hands together. We're about to have a praise party. We're about to celebrate our God. Anybody with me this morning? Here we go. Oh, 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 oh. Savior, lover, giver, name.
above all names.
Name above all names.
Ruler, Redeemer, risen, conqueror, Jesus, Jesus, name above all names. Your name is Jesus, risen from the dead. You are the glory, the lifter of our heads. You have the only name by which we can be saved. I call you Jesus, oh, 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 oh. I call you Jesus, oh, 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 oh. Name above all names. Name above all names.
Now come on, help us make a holy noise. Come on, just say healer.
Healer, mender, master, Savior, lover, giver, name above all names.
Name above all names.
Ruler,
oh, Redeemer, come on.
Risen,
hey,
conqueror, Jesus, Jesus, name above all names.
He's a name above all names. Come on, church.
Your name is Jesus. You're risen from the dead. You are the glory, the lifter of our head. You have the only name by which we can be saved. I call you Jesus, oh, oh, oh. I call you Jesus, oh, oh, oh.
Say nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you. Nobody stronger than you. No name is higher than the name of Jesus. Nobody bigger than you. No one can do what you do. Your name is higher than the name of, higher than the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. This morning I'm going to ask the guys to come up, bring the baskets up here. We're going to continue this song in just a second. But this is what we're going to do. We're going to pray over these offerings and these pledge cards today. I'm believing God's going to do a miracle. He's already started the miracle right here. Yeah. Come on up, guys. Come up to the front here. How many believe that God's going to multiply what's happening here because of your obedience? I want you to stretch your hands this way. These are our pastors and finance team up here. We're going to pray over these. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray over every seed that's given today, God, over every pledge that's made. The Father, this will be for your glory. And God, today will be the beginning, Lord, of a new phase of the miracle, God, that you have for Destiny Church. That God, you are preparing the way before us. And God, we speak multiplication. God, we give it to you today that you can take it and you can break it. And God, you can multiply it in our life, God, and in the ministry here at Destiny Church. And Father, we pray over every offering given today, every pledge given today, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we speak, Lord, that miracles, testimonies of miracles will happen. Lord, new jobs, raises, bonuses, answers to prayer, unlocking new dimensions, God. Marriage is restored, things they've been seeking for and praying for. God, out of an obedient heart, God, you're going to bring answers to prayers. God, you're going to remove walls that have been there. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we lift these offerings to you, God, today. We pray over them. We speak over them. Lord, according to Malachi 3, God, we unlock the blessing that comes with giving. And God, may the storehouses be full. God, may things come today, God, that become a testimony out of your ministry, God, out of what you're doing here. God, we bless this together and we give this to you. God, may you receive this now, God, in the heavenlies, according to your word. And Father, we speak over them as we lift them to you. In the name of Jesus, we say, amen. Cookie, you got a hand clap. Amen. Thank you, guys. Now, I want you just to raise your hands, begin to thank the Lord for what he's doing. This is the day. Hallelujah, Lord. This is your day, God. This is the day we celebrate where we've been. We celebrate where we're at, and we celebrate where we're going. God, may we remember this day. May we remember this day, God. May we remember this day, Father. Come on, Justin, lead us. Let's sing it together.
Your name is Jesus. You've risen from the dead. You have a glory, the lifter of our head. You have the only name by which we can be saved. I call you Jesus. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, I call you Jesus. Oh, 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 oh. I call you Jesus. Oh, 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 oh.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Today, I want Pastor Matt to come this morning. He shared just a vision that God had given him this morning, and something laid on his heart, and I think it goes right along where we're at. Pastor Matt, share what God gave you this morning that you already shared with me.
I went this morning before we came to church and went over to the new property, and I've driven by there a little bit, but God told me to get out. And I got out, and I was standing there just praying. And God brought to my mind a verse, Matthew chapter 9, verse 17. And Jesus is saying, "And no one puts new wine into old wineskins. For the old skins would burst from the pressure, spilling the wine and ruining the skins. New wine is stored in new wineskins so that both are preserved." And what God began to speak to me was that there's going to be a new anointing when we enter into that new building. And God can't pour that anointing out on us yet, because this wineskin would burst from that new anointing and that new wineskin. And when we begin to walk and we begin to get into that new building, that God is going to pour out a new wine into Destiny Church. And the whole point of a wineskin is so that you can then pour it out. And as we begin as a church to continue pouring out, continue loving, continue giving, God is going to continue filling that new wineskin. And so God just began to speak to me to just begin to walk in faith. Begin to step out and know that when we enter into that new building, we are entering into a new wineskin. And there will be a new wine and a new anointing that is going to change this area for Christ.
Amen. We received that today. Now, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to grab the hand of the person next to you. Can you grab a hand next to you? Yeah, yeah. If you're in a row, if you're on the end of a row, grab the person behind you as well, if you're on the very end. That way we can kind of just all connect here. Yes. Hallelujah. How many? There's power in unity. Listen, there's nothing that God won't do for those who come into agreement, who love Him or according to His purpose, who say, "God, we're laying aside our selfish dreams, and God, we want to dream big dreams that are for Your glory." I want you to remember this day. I want you to remember this day. This is a day that we want to remember. Teach our children. This is a day that when God began to take us to a new level, God began to take us to a new anointing, God began to open the door of a miracle. The generation, if the Lord tarries, is going to know. And so, Father, right now, we pray in agreement, God, as we hold hands of the person next to us. God, we come into a spirit of agreement, God. May You unite us, God, in a place in our hearts, Lord, that no man can come and divide. Lord, we come against any spirit of division. And God, we cast aside all spirits of negative thoughts. And God, we walk, Lord, into a new dimension. But God, we're going to believe in our hearts that all things are possible. God, it's a new season. The person we used to be is not the person we're going to be. But God, we're entering into a new season in our life, laying aside hurts, laying aside disappointments, laying aside failure, laying aside small dreams, small vision. And God, we're going to walk into a new vision. We're going to walk into a new level. It's a level, God, where You're going to unleash hundreds and even thousands of people, God, upon this community who are going to be reached with the gospel of Jesus Christ. They're going to walk in their destiny. Pastor, worship leaders, leaders, Lord, educators, business women and women and men, God, Lord, people are going to come out of this, missionaries, God, evangelists, disciples, leaders,
God, are going to be raised up, Lord, through the ministry, God. And it's going to be a beacon of hope that's going to spread around the world. And God, we're going to send people to all four corners of the four-state area, all four corners of the United States, all four corners of this world and globe. God, where the gospel is going to be funded, it's going to be sent out. And Father, we're going to partner with ministry, God. We're going to fund ministry. We're going to fund church plants. We're going to plant more churches. We're going to see satellite churches. We're going to see new missions. We're going to plant churches in different countries. And God, we're going to see, Lord, your anointing, God, at a high level, what has never been seen or experienced before in this area. And God, today it starts again in our lives as we come into agreement. We say, yes, Lord. Come on, raise the hands next to you and say, yes, Lord. We say yes to your vision. We say yes to your purpose. We say, God, move us, God, change us and use us. Lord, as we fund your vision, God, you're going to fund our vision. As we fund your dream, God, you're going to fund our dream. And God, we believe that. And we come into an agreement and we say, yes, Lord. Now put your hands together and say, God, we believe you today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. I say from the bottom of my heart today, thank you. Thank you for believing in the vision. Thank you for believing in the leadership. Thank you for believing in what God's wanting to do. Together, God's going to do a miracle in our lives. What an awesome day it is today. I want you to walk away here with faith raised up in your heart, knowing that God is getting ready to unlock. See, there's something that happens when we become obedient. There's a new level that God begins to unlock in the spirit realm. There's going to be a new level unlocked in the spirit realm here because of your obedience. See, we don't realize that even though there's going to be a new wine that's going to be poured out into a new place, there's also a new anointing that God's going to allow us to walk in because of your obedient heart. When you say, God, what do you want me to do? And I become obedient to that, it unlocks a higher level of anointing that God's wanting to pour out. So I hope you come ready. It's going to be a good summer. It's going to be a big summer. We're going to see God do more things, new things. I hope you come ready. Hope you stay plugged in to what God's wanting to do. I want you to turn around to somebody. Some of you may want to stay for the next service. I don't know. It's going to be that good. You may want to stay and be a part of what happens here and just observe and see. You may even see the video work right in the very middle. It may happen, I guarantee you. Hey, I love you guys. Thank you so much. Turn to give somebody a hug. Say, man, God is good. Listen, next week we'll be giving you results. Next week we're going to bring the results and tell you what came in. God bless you.